This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Big glass window on Washington Street, 1,000 people that I'll never meet. Thought I wouldn't, but now I might walk to you on a Paramount line. The city's dark when the lights are on. Common path turns a marathon. Before I come to the avenue, turn to beacon, I turn to. There I go tumbling face first
through a hallway, through your open door.
Don't you worry, don't call for fire, I'm almost through. 10 more perfect days to go.
In the glass again.
In the basement though, Serbian girl smile, hair pulled back in that foreign style. Pour me a glass of scarlet wine, tell them then that I'm doing fine.
There I go tumbling face first through a hallway, through your open door.
Don't you worry, don't call for fire,
I'm almost through.
Just a glance before I go,
flying in the glass again.
On the second floor, you were distant by your open door.
Beacon calls the bricks below.
Street for lovers that I'll never know.
There I go tumbling face first through a hallway, through your open door.
Don't you worry, don't call for fire, kiss before I go,
flying in the glass again.
That's Dan Beller McKenna on the pedal steel. Lindsay O'Neill on the vocal, Hal Halstead on the stand-up bass, and Todd Thurlow on the guitar and vocals. Together, they are the Joshua Incident. Welcome back to the Folk Show, folks.
So happy to be here, Kate.
Tell us about that tune, Todd.
That song is the first cut on our second CD, which is called Ghost in the Company Barn, and it has a Boston connection. A lot of times I end up writing lyrics at coffee shops because I love a good espresso. And I was at a coffee shop in downtown Boston on Washington Street called Nero. I think it's called Nero Cafe, and across from the Paramount Theater. And the story went from there.
Red was the name of your debut album, and you came to visit us shortly after the release of that. How long ago was that now?
Red was 4 years ago, or okay. 3 years ago. It's been a while.
So yeah. It's been a while. And the new release is called Ghosts in the Company Barn. Mm-hmm. What have you learned since the release of the debut album?
We've had lots of changes. You know, we've been very fortunate to have Lindsay come and sing with us. Our friend Ann Norton, who was with us with Red, our dear friend, had gone on her own way with fronting her own band. And Lindsay stepped in and stepped right up to the mic and has been a great addition to the band. So that's a big change for us. I think lyrically, with Ghosts in the Company Barn, there was a little bit more time for me to write the songs, whereas in Red, we were quite rushed. We wanted to get material out as quickly as we could. And with Ghosts, I had a little bit more time to write and think about things, which helped. And we also had a lot of playing time together. So we had played so much promoting Red that we felt more at ease and that everybody felt like, I think it was easier for everybody to jump into the songs with their own music, you know, their own work.
Where are you basing your operations out of these days?
Same place, Seacoast, New Hampshire. We like to play close to home. We venture out occasionally into Maine or down into Massachusetts, but we're certainly a New Hampshire band and like to play close if we can.
The name of Joshua Incident's new album is Ghosts in the Company Barn. How about another tune?
Out that dirt driveway the last time, mud sticking from April rain. She had a pink car seat and a fold-up map, half a tank of gas. In her trunk full of clothes, oils and fluids, in a paper box stain from years past. That red's a color to leave you on highways and back roads. He woke up early before dawn, looked out across a tired field. Left his bed empty and cold as a porcelain doll. She left out on that summer porch all those years ago, always reminding him
he knows she won't be looking back.
Sideways at the chance, and that's the thing he remembers when he's out there
on highways and back roads.
From the highways, from the back roads, you could see the ghosts twirling. All alone in their memories, they know that's the only thing. The only thing that'll leave you stranded, and the only thing that'll stay. All the things you ever done, all the turns you ever take. Wheels spinning, straight ahead and searching on highways and back roads, on highways and back roads, on highways.
from their new album, Ghosts in the Company Barn. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and get to know the Joshua incident a little bit better here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Scientists at Harvard have found more than 2 million DNA variations linked to obesity.
This information, this genetics, could explain why somebody's so big, why they have so much trouble keeping their weight down.
Now they've created a test to see who is most at risk. But can the data really help fight a disease that affects 40% of Americans? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 with Rick Ganley, here on New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and The Doorway NH, helping with drug or alcohol problems. Anyone, anytime can find a doorway near them for help at thedoorway.nh.gov or by calling 211. We're visiting in the studio with the Joshua incident here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Their new album is called Ghosts in the Company Barn. So tell us a little bit more about your ghosts.
It's a funny thing. I think we all have ghosts, and, you know, real and imagined. And when I was writing these songs, I was thinking a lot about things like that, where I'd been and where I hoped to go and what I brought along behind me and what ghosts were chasing me and what ghost I was chasing.
Okay, so there is no real company barn?
There is a company barn.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't usually like to talk as much. I like to have other folks talk, but I have the mic, I guess. I have the conch, like in Lord of the Flies. Yeah, I have a barn up in Burlington, Maine, where I'm from. And, you know, as I grew up, it was always referred to as the company barn. And it was the base for a logging company up there. And I bought it. I ended up buying it about 10 years ago. And I've watched it decay, as old barns do. And in doing so, I've seen the beauty in it falling apart. And I've really enjoyed that.
You're from the Penobscot area of Maine,
I
right?
Am.
Yeah. Potato country and lumber country.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So who does the photography for your album covers? Because they're really nice. The red cover is really great, as is the most recent one. We should make sure that we show a picture of it or lead people to it via our website.
Oh, great. Yeah, those are my photos, and Dan does all the wizardry with adding the lyrics and the names and stuff on top of it.
Okay. We've got a beautiful picture of a truck. Is that your truck? Or did you go out looking for something?
That was my father's truck, yeah.
Okay. We'll make sure we post a picture of that truck on our Facebook group, which is NHPR Folk, and also our website. How about another tune, folks? The Joshua Incident, here on The Folk Show at NHPR.
She's a fine lady from Milltown, mostly fearless. By her brother's house in town she stays. When she dreams, she sees a candle burning, low light by her bedside. Slowly then, from dreams to floor, she pulls her dress on and latches. For every broken promise left unmade, fine lady from Milltown smiles again. By the road on Elm, 8 hours down. walk across the street. She pulls the band to the left, she pulls me away. Whistle blows, it's unfinished. 12:30 and the heartbeat slows. The breath is calm and the steam. This obsession only poets could explain. The fine lady from Milltown leaves again. In her hair in June, stays there till autumn. Red brick ruins and war machines, the scent of leaves. A lesser woman might stoop to die in vain. Fine lady from Milltown. She's a fine lady from Milltown. She teases her hair before she walks through the fair. Sees the flashing red lights on a warm August night. Sees the dart of a balloon. Laughs and smiles under the Millinocket moon.
The Joshua incident, with another reference to the Maine territory, Millinocket, Maine. Lindsay O'Neill is the most recent addition to the Joshua incident. Lindsay, what keeps you showing up to practices and and playing with the Joshua incident? What's the attraction to this band?
Oh, wow. It's a lot of fun being with these guys. I think what first drew me in was the opportunity to sing harmony, which is probably my favorite thing to do in music, but we've grown into a great friendship and a good musical relationship, so I head over to Dan's for practice.
You head on over to Dan's for practice, and you get to play music written by, mostly by Todd Thurlow.
Yes.
So what's that like for you?
I always say that Todd is our in-resident mocha poet, to quote himself. But yeah, I feel like Todd's lyrics are very poetic, and they always tell a story, which is something that draws me to this genre of music in general. But some of the, you know, chord structures and things that the guys put together, I get to have a lot of fun with harmonically. So, yeah.
Do you get a chance to play out much? Are you playing? I know you have a gig coming up in July. So what's on your agenda, folks, for the upcoming future?
Yeah, we recently, back in January, did a pretty big show at the Word Barn in Exeter. We do have a show coming up in July at the Copple House Farm Sunflower Festival. We've done a few local things, most recently at Nippo Lake Golf Course in Barrington, or Tributary Brewery in Kittery, a Sea Dog in Exeter, even right in Todd's hometown. So we kind of play all different venues, you know, listening rooms and stages, or pubs where friends can just come and relax and have a good time.
You've got this new album, The Ghosts in the Company Barn. You have any plans to do something else? Are there more songs in the bag that need to be put down?
There are. We're going to play one of them for you.
Just a minute. We just played, actually.
Yeah, we hope to record. I'm hoping for, see, if I say summer, then by fall we'll probably do it. So I'm hoping for summer. Yeah, I guess we have enough for our next CD, but we like to play them out for a while and see how they go around and how they grow and change, which that's kind of where we're at with them.
If people want to keep track of you, they could visit your Facebook page, right? You have a Facebook page?
Facebook is good.
Yep, the Joshua Incident.
And thejoshuaincident.com and Spotify and iTunes and radio, this and that and the other thing. So
who's doing all the heavy lifting here?
Dan.
Dan does.
They're all pointing fingers
Dan
at each other.
Figuratively and
luckily
physically.
Dan is always right, so we rely on him to do most of that.
So Dan Beller McKenna is the person that's doing the marketing behind the scenes.
I'm the cat herder.
Yeah. Oh, herding
Dan
cats.
Dan
you know,
does so much.
Every band needs to have a cat herder. So, and Dan's that person. Mm-hmm. We've got, I just want to remind you who we've got here for personnel. We've got Hal Halstead on the stand-up bass. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay O'Neill is our new addition, and she's the vocalist with the band. Todd Thurlow, songwriter, guitar player, singer, and Dan Beller McKenna on the pedal steel. Together, they are the Joshua Incident, and we're real happy that you guys came to see us today. What are you going to play?
Thank you, Kate. This is a song that's going to go on the next CD. It's called Car on Fire. To the point of no return. Meet me there. There's no need for conversation now. It's almost 2 a.m.
Take me with all your strength. Don't reserve.
The time to temper the breath can wait until the two of us need it more. Your subtle desire. I need your car on fire. To the walls of longing, let them tear. Shredding every thought of safety kept inside, shelter, clothes, and comfort. Your gentle desire. I need your car on fire. Dead of winter, I'll be here. In
in the frozen fields, the solace where I recognize the need to burn to feel again. You twist me like a wire. Like a car on fire. Take your body and I'll take it higher. I'll take your car on fire.
That's the Joshua Incident with a tune that they plan to put on the next CD. Todd, where did you get the idea for that tune?
We'd all like to know.
Well, I want to know if I see you walking down the street with a can of kerosene.
Right,
I want
a source
to know
of great amusement
go.
To the band is where I come up with these things, which I really get a big kick out of.
It's a family show, so. You know,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I was thinking in my own strange way about passion and desire and those things. And I think there are very few symbols that are as immediate as seeing a car on fire. And if you've ever seen it, when a gas tank goes and a car's on fire, it's shocking and very direct and very visceral. And I wanted to put that against a very quiet song about desire.
Okay, so your idea of romance isn't like a candlelit dinner. It would be like a car on fire.
A car blowing
up. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're going to go. Okay, gotcha. Okay. The Joshua Incident in the studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio. And, you know, I think the imagery is fascinating, and your ability to put it down on paper and into music is really stunning, Todd Thurlow. So
thank
I know you
very
have
much.
I can't wait to hear what you've got on your new album when that comes out. So tell me just a little bit, Todd, about your songwriting. Where are you getting, I mean, have you seen a transition from the Red album to now, or have you made any intentional changes in your writing since then?
I haven't done anything intentionally different, but I think that as life changes, your subject matter changes, and how you write about things and how you look at things changes. So even though Red was only, when I was writing the songs for Red or when we were working on them, it was only 5 years or so. 5 years can bring a person through a myriad of changes, and I found myself going through that. And so I do look at things differently even than I did 5 years ago, and I think that maybe that comes through in the songwriting.
Does somebody help you?
Oh, God, no. I'm beyond.
Okay.
I don't think anybody helped me. And I have people say to me, you know, well, how do you write songs? Or let's, you know, maybe you could help me write a song. And I don't know what to tell them because I don't consider myself any prolific songwriter. I don't know what to tell them. I wish I did. I think that they just, you know, I think you need to write what you're feeling and be honest and be authentic to the core. And I think if you can do that, then maybe you can make a song that makes you happy.
Do your band members don't make contributions or feedback
to
your
process?
Oh, they
make so many contributions.
They do,
and
okay.
Yeah, they don't so much, not like lyrically or anything, but the songs grow, and when I bring them to the band, they're usually fairly simple arrangements, and then I just love, my favorite thing about writing these songs for this band is watching the transformation from what I scratch down in my little songwriting book to when Dan puts, you know, these incredible steel parts in, and Hal comes up with interesting and unique bass lines, and Lindsay weaves in and out with beautiful harmony, and then the songs to me really take on a life, and I love that part.
Are you all from the Seacoast area?
Yes.
Okay. So if you're heading over to the Seacoast, it's just possible that you might find the Joshua Incident playing at a venue over that way. And you can find out more details about what they're doing and when the new album is going to be coming out, maybe in the fall, by visiting the website. And that website is what, Todd?
It's www.thejoshuaincident.com.
thejoshuaincident.com, and you can also find them on Facebook. Do you have one more tune you could leave us with?
We sure do. I like this song so much, we put it on Ghost twice.
Yes.
It's a, in the first time, it's a very sort of slow and quiet version with Jordan, my friend, our friend Jordan Tyrell Wasaki, who's a fine fiddle player, just putting a beautiful accompaniment to it. And then at the end of this album is this, what I consider, for me, a very jubilant and happy song. It's called In Your Beautiful Hour. This is you in your beautiful hour. This is you in your rain. A picture I took of you dressed up and standing there, looking through a window, looking through a door. It's a frame of reference, a picture I kept of you in your beautiful hour. You think the day has turned against you, you think the year's unkind. Don't you know, don't you know, it's a reflection of you. Your beautiful hour. It's not an extension of youth. It's not your second chance. It's a declaration and a fact. This is you. Changes. I've seen you wash the steel. Don't you know, don't you know, it's a reflection of you, you and your beautiful hour. But adore you. No matter what, no matter where. If you ever doubt you'd find me, eyes closed and waiting. I'll think of you, I'll think of you, you and your beautiful. Endless years, they turned us to snow. This is you, you and your beautiful hour. You and your beautiful hour. You and your beautiful hour. You and your beautiful hour.
The Joshua Incident doing my favorite tune from the album Ghosts in the Company Barn. So happy that you could take the time to stop in and share the tunes with us, and look forward to another visit when you feel like you want to stop by again. Come over and see us from the Seacoast.
Kate, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. We love the folk show.
Visit thejoshuaincident.com to find out where they're going to be playing and when they'll be releasing some new stuff, or visit them on Facebook. The Joshua Incident. Thank you again for coming by NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Connection, a New Hampshire-based provider of IT products and services for more than 30 years. Online at connection.com. I'd like to thank Andrew Perella for engineering our Joshua Incident visit tonight and also for support with our videography, Mr. Dan Tuohy. You can view photos and videos from our program tonight on our Facebook group, NHPR Folk, and also on our website at nhpr.org on the Folk Show page. This is NHPR.